jobless claims drop to an almost 50-year low. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. He's out on assignment. We have some new data out this morning on unemployment. The number of people filing for unemployment fell by 8,000 in the first week of April. This is the fourth week of declines, and many analysts had expected the number to rise. For more on this and other market news, I'm joined by Quincy Crosby, Chief Market Strategist for Prudential Financial. Good morning.
Good morning.
And so we've got new jobless numbers out this morning, down again. What do they tell you?
Well, the claims are the lowest since 1969, suggesting that the employment landscape remains strong. And, you know, there have been concerns about the economy, whether it's slowing, whether or not we're becoming increasingly weak, just as we see in Europe and China. The fact is the U.S. economy remains solid.
Another number out this morning is the producer price index. It's up 2.2% year over year. It's an important measure of inflation. What's driving that number up?
That actually comes from a big move, a big surge in gasoline prices. A lot of this has to do with oil prices in general moving higher. You have cuts coming out of Saudi Arabia. You've got issues in Libya, issues in Venezuela. And overall, that is pushing oil prices higher.
Quincy Crosby is Chief Market Strategist for Prudential Financial. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Now, Quincy talked about Venezuela, and overnight, embattled Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro finally agreed to allow humanitarian aid into the country. His decision comes as the dire economic situation there continues to get worse, and on top of the ongoing power struggle with self-declared interim president Juan Guaido. The BBC's Audrey Tinlin has more.
In a televised address, Mr. Maduro said an agreement had been reached to alleviate acute food and medicine shortages.
We have reached an agreement, the International Committee of the Red Cross and the Bolivarian government, to work together with UN agencies to bring into Venezuela all the support, all the humanitarian aid that can be brought, while still respecting Venezuela's sovereignty.
Mr. Maduro previously refused to accept international assistance, insisting it would be the first step towards U.S. intervention. He denies his country is suffering a humanitarian crisis and blames U.S. sanctions for problems in the economy, including hyperinflation, which the World Bank says will hit an estimated 10 million% this year. Earlier this year, the president, with the help of the military loyal to him, blocked an effort from Mr. Guaido to bring in aid from Colombia, Brazil and Curaçao, saying too much of it was provided by the US. In London, I'm the BBC's Audrey Tinlin for Marketplace.
John in Minneapolis, Minnesota, wrote to say how much he enjoys our coverage of the economy, and that Marketplace helps him make strong arguments and combat misinformation about financial matters. To join John in supporting trustworthy, objective journalism, donate online at marketplace.org. Thanks to all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible.
Gates are open at the Augusta National Golf Club for this year's Masters Tournament, and it's likely that some golf aficionados are going to place a friendly wager or two on the outcomes. Now, while not technically a betting tool, The Economist magazine has created a new statistical model that predicts the likely winner of the tournament in real time. It's called Eagle. For more, I'm joined by Dan Rosenheck, the data editor for The Economist. Good morning.
Great to be here. Thank you very much.
Can you please explain what Eagle does?
Eagle is a live updating win probability model for men's major golf tournaments. Every 2 minutes, it downloads the most recent scores, figures out the probability of each player getting each possible score on each hole for the remainder of the tournament, and adds it up to see what each player's chance of victory is at every point.
So this sort of software has been around for baseball for a while, if you think about Moneyball, for example. Why do you think it's less popular in golf?
Hard to say, because golf is actually maybe an even easier or more amenable sport to statistical modeling than baseball is. My guess is that it's because it's an individual sport. So whereas in baseball, you have teams that have a financial interest in squeezing out every drop of efficiency, like Billy Bean in Moneyball, whereas in golf, it's every man for himself.
So Eagle is free, and I imagine that some people might use it to make bets during the tournament. Lots of states are starting to legalize sports betting. Do you think we're soon going to see sort of an arms race for consumer-grade betting models, maybe for a fee?
I do. I think that there's already, if you look at fantasy sports, there is a very wide range of for-profit services out there that aim to help you win your fantasy league or daily fantasy sports. Probably the biggest effect that legalized sports betting will have is it'll just open the floodgates in terms of liquidity and accessibility and make it possible to get down vastly more money on these kinds of events. So as a result of that, I think it'll wind up being more like financial markets. And just as, you know, a lot of what you see on Wall Street is, you know, the war of algorithm versus algorithm, a similar dystopia may await sports bettors in the future.
So who does the computer think will win the Masters?
The most likely player to win is Dustin Johnson at around an 8% chance of victory. Next two favorites are Justin Rose and Rory McIlroy.
You mentioned that this is for men's golf. Is there any plan to do a similar program for women's golf?
We've started on the tournaments that had the richest available historical data, which was men's major golf tournaments, for which we have every hole going back to the millennium. We are looking to expand both to non-major events on the men's tours and the LPGA as well.
All right. Dan Rosenheck is the data editor for Economist Magazine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And if you want to try out Eagle, you can find a link at marketplace.org. Click Mentioned on Air. And in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.